What's funny is that's what Tim Dillon was saying this weekend at McGoobie's.
What?
He was like, I was talking to these younger comics, and I'm like, quit now. He's like, because the people, the winners in this, I remember when I started, and I was like,
yeah.
Suckers, 9 to 5 with a family, boring ass life.
Yeah.
And he's like, then you keep doing this for a while, and you're like, man, those are the winners. It's like, you just work 9 to 5, come home, do whatever you want. You got your family,
yeah,
kids.
You have free time.
You got your own house in seclusion.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm out here in fucking New York doing mics every night. That shit sucks. That actually sucks.
Well, the thing that when people who have like fame lust, if you're mentally disturbed by trying to gain fame, you're going to be equally, if not more, disturbed by the actually having fame, because then there's the possibility of losing it. So you're squeezing a wet bar of soap, dude. It's never going to fucking, you're equally like, oh my God, I'm not relevant anymore. You never win, dude. It never stops.
I think that's what happened to Tiffany Haddish. Is already saying some crazy shit.
You're not really fucking made to handle this shit, man.
Yeah.
To fucking look like having hundreds of thousands of people evaluate you and write about you every day.
I can't.
We're designed for like 40 people villages.
I can't handle like one person on Reddit. I can't handle one person like being like, yeah, that guy kind of sucks. I'm like driving around just like, fuck, dude, I fucking suck. Delete the podcast.
Because we're made for like 50 person villages. So it's a big deal if like two people are like, yo, fuck that guy. You're like, you're designed to be like, ah, shit, that's a good 16th of the village, dude, who's against me. Yeah, that could result in you getting fucked up.
It fucking crushes me.
It's not good, man.
I get one negative review,
dude,
I'm telling you, man.
Such
a fucking pussy about it half the time. And then other times I'm the man. I don't give a fuck. A couple BLs in me, I'm just like, dude, I don't give a fuck.
I've gotten better about it, but I can still be like, if I'll hear something and I'll kick around in the old echo chamber for a while where I'm like, I do have an annoying laugh. And I'm like, oh
I remember that. I remember saying that.
I still remember that.
Somebody reviewed us and was like, somebody on that has an annoying fucking laugh.
And instantly I was like, it's definitely me.
And I was like, it's definitely you.
Yeah. But I just, you know.
If you would have said that to me, I would have been like, fuck you, dude. I'd have been devastated. You took it well. I apologize for that.
No, I don't care. That's the thing. I eventually am like, you get over to where you're like, whatever, man. But and this is like the YouTube shooter. I mean, she was like schizophrenic, but it's like, this morning when I woke up from my weird meth dreams, I like woke up this morning and I was just like, dude, that lady, like and it sucks because you can't go back to the village life. It sucks. That's not good either. But it's like mentally, we're supposed to like, you wake up, to eat, you got to run around and exercise and hunt. Like you're life and death all day long. So there's never this like, what am I doing with my, you're running around doing stuff. And then like, you're with 40 people, you're telling 6 stories, you're by the fire, people are eating fucking ayahuasca, and you're just like, yes, this is fucking chill. Materially, it's uncomfortable. Materially, it's uncomfortable.
This is Joe Rogan theory.
Mentally, I believe that.
I believe it too.
I see that, but I also, dude, I love air conditioning and shit. But it's like, dude, if people could fuse those two worlds, be like, all right, we have all of our shit, we're chill. And stop bugging themselves out to the max and being like, they're demonetized my videos. It'd be a nice thing for people.
I don't know. I don't think we'll ever get there.
We won't. We're not designed to be like that.
I'm getting afraid of another world war after listening to this one.
I know, dude. We're designed to be like in 40 people. You're designed to be in 40 people and try to get to the top of that. But to like, if that goes to like 400 million, now you're just like, I'll fucking never get to that. You freak.
Dude,
freak and geek.
Reading or listening to war stories should be fucking mandatory
across
the country, dude. If you break in while they're out at a party, sleep in their bed.
Yeah, but apparently she claims like, then there's like the things of like, he like grabbed her and this, and that's when it gets hazy where it's like,
Infinite Jest is still pretty fucking good. Nah, you gotta believe the victim.
I'm like, hey, he might have fucked you up, but he also, between fucking you up, wrote a good fucking book, so I'm gonna read it. I'm not gonna put it down. It's fantastic, Shane. It's so fucking
Matt,
good.
You know, sometimes this podcast, you say some things.
Dude, I mean, come on.
Matt.
Where does it end? That's my thing. Where do you stop it, dude?
Earlier, you called black people monkeys.
No, get the fuck out of here.
You said,
you better hope we didn't delete that, because was that part of a deleted thing? Because then no one's going to have any idea what we're talking about. Now you're fucking a hit piece of me, dude.
So you said that earlier.
No, we're talking about Roseanne.
I didn't like. You said, you said, I stand with her.
Dude, you're going to play these games in New York, dude.
And
you're going to sink, dude.
Yeah, right.
You're going to play these fucking
bury anyone.
You're playing identity politics, dude. They're going to get you.
No, I'm the identity politics fucking puppet master, dude. I'm a fucking liberal now.
I know, dude. That's sick.
I'm liberal as fuck.
You got red pilled by Dairy Queen, dude.
I got blue pilled hard.
Yeah, you got blue pilled.
Dairy Queen blue pilled. There's this guy for the. You've heard me talk about this guy and complain because he cyberbullies me.
A lot of people come over from the main board, dude.
The main board.
There was a Shadhead main board clash, dude. There was.
The main board attacks Reddit, dude. Yeah, that was Civil War right now.
That was
it's like the Avengers, dude. I know. You're Captain America, dude. I'm Iron Man. Just fucking.
That was so great having them come in.
Yeah, it was.
And there's so many people like, who the fuck are these guys, dude? I was like, dude
this is it.
Gotta live with them, dude.
This is the new Civil War.
It is, dude.
There's a culture war happening on the Reddit.
They're coming in trying to take our vibranium, dude.
They are, and we're fucking doing it. We're winning.
I mean, I was crushing debates, dude. I just watched the fucking Bunk debate,
you got
dude.
Crushed, dude.
Bullshit, dude.
Fucking Dairy Queen scored.
It wasn't even Dairy Queen. It was some other guy.
Talking Head.
Was it Talking Head?
I don't know.
Someone else, dude.
There's some wild boys on there, too, now.
Dude, I butt fucked
some
guy
named Corey from Holmes coming in swinging.
Corey from Holmes, the boy, dude.
He's dropping some wild shit in there.
It's great.
Yeah, you espoused some wild political debate or political opinions last episode. Now we got the boys fired up.
Everyone got fired up,
Proud Boys going.
Everyone fired the fuck up.
Yeah.
Well, I also, my total thing was that I'm not so sure that it's not a complete psyop of getting people like back into the fold of like conservative Republicans.
Who's that?
I mean, dude, imagine if someone was just knowingly dropping all these breadcrumbs on purpose to get people to become conservatives again. Because in all the QAnon things, the news they share, it's all Fox News. They're like, told you so.
I think that's the hard thing about believing internet conspiracy theories. Because then you can just be like, maybe this is a conspiracy theory too.
Well, that's why they call it the rabbit hole, dude. When do you stop?
There's no end.
Whether you want to believe it or not, there are people out operating outside of the rabbit hole fucking around. That's definitely true, but it's like.
This is, you know what? We've also been getting a lot of complaints that our podcast is a little too preachy, but suck our dicks.
Yeah.
Suck our fucking dicks.
Make a podcast and preach against us.
Yeah, we're going to drop some fucking World War II jokes.
Liza Schlesinger. Anyway.
Just one guy on
the main board. Every time you say one that, it's one guy. On the main guy.
It, all I need is one person one person to give us any criticism.
I was like...
And it fucking bounces around in my brain for a week.
Oh, I just am like, get the fuck out of here.
If one person is like, yeah, it's all right. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Nah, you never can please everyone.
Yeah, of course, but I don't know.
Especially one guy. It's like...
One guy hit me with that.
Yeah, because you're like some enough. People. And I was like, if they're, I'm like, I was fucking, I'm like, wait, it's probably his sister. I was like, your sister
No.
And I'm like,
Katie, she's been very supportive.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, dude, it's one guy. And there's also people who are like, you know, fucking a lot of turn people. It off. Get the fuck out
of
here.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we don't need you. We do need you August 11th at Helium Comedy Club. 2,900
people fired up.
August 11th, Helium
Comedy
Club.
I'm going to fight you on stage.
Who are you going to fight?
The guy. He's
that
talking
guy?
Shit, yeah.
I'll tell him to be there.
I'm preach to you. I got two preachers for you, dude.
Yeah, dude. Here come fucking two hot-ass preachers.
Give you a
preachers.
Sermon on the mount, dude. Fucking.
We'll give you a fucking sermon. Dude, it all depends what I'm reading. What I'm feeling.
Really?
If I'm reading, like when I read, if I read Grapes of Wrath, I'm a fucking socialist.
That's sick.
It'll get me.
Dude, I told you that before. That any movie I watch, I'm that dude. I'm the main character for 3 days.
Yeah,
I walk
hilarious.
Around and I'm that main character. And if I read a book, I read a book about that billionaire, like book Cosmopolis.
Yeah.
In my head all day, I'm riding around like.
Did you read it?
Yeah, it was great.
All right.
I read it, dude. It's fantastic. That's where I got the term. Or that's where I got the idea of no touch lovers.
What up, bro?
Be back, dude.
What up, bro?
Our unparalleled sound quality is back.
Oh man, I was the only one that gave a fuck.
Yeah, no one gave a shit.
Yeah, no one gave a fuck.
Yeah. I'm happy we kept that. If we had to redo that, that would have fucked me up.
I was on the Reddit, dude, just looking at the reviews. People were excited.
People liked
people
it,
were
dude.
Very excited.
I like shout out to Jonas God, dude. It's
what
good
was he
hot
saying?
Cast. Just saying, I'm just saying, it's a hot cast.
Man, that feels good. Yeah. A good review on there means a lot. Also, we're one subscriber away from capping
69.
We're gonna stop there.
Yeah, we're gonna cap it off. You're right.
So if you're not subscribed to the Reddit, dude.
This is your last chance.
You better get in there.
Imagine the mad scramble right now, dude.
I took one. If I get a negative comment on there,
oh yeah,
just took one.
You got attacked from your other podcast.
I did a podcast last week called the Meme Boys Podcast. You can check it out. They're funny guys.
Mm-hmm.
But this, I just was looking.
They're like
at this.
Roasters.
Yeah, they do.
They'll roast you.
Yeah, they roast.
Watch out,
good.
Dude.
They're
they'll
like,
roast
you. Like
you
have Down syndrome. I was like, yeah, I get that a lot. They're like, what do you think of us? I was like, I don't know. You look.
You look like nerds.
Shitty. You guys are shitty.
You look like normal podcasters.
No, they were actually really funny, although they edited out one of my jokes, which I was bummed at.
It's kind
of
lame, dude.
I thought they were like edgy roasters.
No, they're just your standard like Miller Lite roasters, dude. They're like office roasters.
No, they're very edgy, but I think this was just because it was personal. The one guy was like, yeah, I fucked this black chick earlier this weekend.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then they were at the end of the...
He was bragging about it.
He was bragging about it a little. He was making a joke about it in his stand-up. And they were good at stand-up, mm-hmm. for sure. And he was talking about how it was the first time he fucked a black chick and all this stuff. And it was really funny. He was making fun of it like... he was like, it's kind of like when you see a dog finally catch up to a car.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, when I got to it, I was like, I don't know what. Like, I was worried. But then on the podcast, they were reading tweets that were like questions.
Mm-hmm.
And one of their listeners asked, he was like, what's the craziest thing you've eaten on tour? Or what's the worst thing you've eaten on tour so far? And each guy was like, we had this soup in Detroit that was pretty bad. And I was like, hold on. Didn't you say you ate black pussy earlier? And they were all like, oh, dude. So I thought you guys were edgy, bro.
Yeah, that sucks. They can't.
And then they deleted it.
Yeah, that's lame, dude.
No, I understand. They're trying to have a career.
That's true. They don't want to.
Yeah.
He couldn't. I mean, you could still leave it in and play. It's on you, not them.
Yeah, it is. It's
like, what the fuck's wrong with you, dude?
They can't have a alt-right fucking edgelord like myself.
That's true, dude. They couldn't have you on the razor's edge.
That's where I live, dude.
I'm gonna get on the safe edge tip, dude. See, like, you look like a retarded person.
They were good at that. They were really good at that. Like, if we did a roast battle, they would fucking murder me.
Yeah, I would end up just fighting.
That's all I was like when we got done with the episode. I was like, my comebacks to them were so bad, and then I was like, because in my mind, I was just like, I should just fuck these guys up.
Yeah,
like, they were like making jokes at me, and I was like,
it would have been like one, two back and forth, and as soon as I was losing, I'm like, you're a fucking pussy, dude. I'll fuck you up.
That's all I got.
You fucking do- I would have freaked the hell out. Yeah, I don't like that stuff.
Also, I had just opened for them.
Well, they also kind of studied for you. They studied you a little bit.
Nah,
like,
I mean,
prepared
not,
it like a dossier.
Also, that's another thing I don't get into roast battles for is because visually, I'm pretty easy to fucking crush.
That's funny.
But yeah, Meme Boys podcast, check it out.
That's tight. It's a good episode.
But, then I looked at their podcast or their Reddit,
mm-hmm.
and somebody, one of the reviews was like, man, fuck Matt and Shane's secret podcast.
Yeah, dude.
And it killed me. And then I...
Oh, Shane read the first sentence of someone like, usually I enjoy the guests' like podcast, like the podcast of the guests you have on there. But this last one, I tried listening to it, and it was basically saying, like, it was shit. It was unlistenable.
Yeah, they were like, we complain about how oppressed we are for being Trump supporters.
I know.
I'm not even a Trump supporter. Shut the fuck up. Although
not
I do
oppressed.
Complain about that. But she was kind of on the head on
what's
that one. She got on. She tweeted. She was like, this was not funny. I am not afraid of you.
I think if you're going to make fun of transsexuals, giving them that voice is funny. You
that
can't
is.
Say that's not funny.
Well, that's their voice.
Yeah.
I guarantee that's how she typed out that Reddit post.
I normally
like your guest's podcast. No.
But yeah, you didn't investigate.
I thought it was just some random
whenever
dude.
I get critiques, I investigate the person to see like the validity of it.
Turns out it was like a
trans dominatrix or someone who is like highly affiliated with trans dominatrix.
Yeah.
Dominatrices.
I will say this is not a podcast for trans dominatrixes.
Yeah, dominatrices.
True. But if they were to stumble upon this, maybe they'd enjoy it. I don't know.
It was like a fucking landmine. Like, oh my God, it was such a fun episode. Let me check it out. And it was just like a slowly curling smile. Just like, what? I don't talk like that.
No. No.
I don't talk like that.
Well, no. So, yeah, that was...
So, Shane, I had to nurse Shane back to life and show him. I'm like, buddy, this is just a fucking
one negative
weird
review.
Dominatrix.
I just put on fucking Cage the Elephant,
dude.
Walked down to get a fucking Italian hoagie from the
I love. I fucking love the haters, dude.
It's like, shake me down. Not a lot of people left around. Who knows now?
I just push my sunglasses harder against my face, and I'm like, bring it the fuck on, dude.
Anybody hates on me, I'm fucking done. I'm going to have to work on that.
Yeah, dude. You got to start fucking hating on everyone.
Right.
You just got to start drinking promethazine cough syrup, dude.
For sure.
That works for rappers, dude. Just like,
for
yeah.
sure. For sure. So
it was ugly.
Hold
dude.
On, I found my detractor's
it was
statement.
Ugly.
I found my haters'
Let's
statement.
Have it, dude.
This is I read this before I went on stage. I read this guy. I was arguing with people.
Why do you do this to yourself?
So this guy was like, all of Peterson's listeners and followers are clowns. Same with most of the Rogan listeners. And that fucking loser, Shane, whose shtick as an unfunny comedian is to be a fat oaf and talk about PC culture and liberals.
It's not even your shtick.
That's what I said. I was like, well, how is that my fucking shtick?
Talk about yourself.
Yeah. Anyway, I was like,
What podcast does he listen to? I'd be curious.
I don't know. But I don't get the Rogan hate, too. Rogan's the man.
I don't get the Peterson. I get the Peterson hate, but I attribute it to small-mindedness. So it's like, I get it, but if you watch enough of his stuff, it's all he's telling people is to take.
I know. So what happens
responsibility
with,
for your own life.
In my opinion, what happens a lot with Peterson, and we're back.
No,
what
it's
happens
not
with
political.
Peterson a lot
it's
is
about
like,
the comment.
Is like, so Peterson will talk about how, he's like, witches are in swamps. There's a reason they're in swamps.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, he uses these silly, like you can dismiss them as silly.
You can.
He's like, the movie Frozen, it's propaganda. That's all it is. And like, so in order to combat that, you can just be like, who are you listening to? That fucking YouTuber that's railing on fucking Disney movies?
That's exactly my point. So that's, but if you're high in openness like me, it's like, I'm highly open to archetypical ideas like that. So I can be like, all right, I get what you're saying. I'm not going to just judge the man on, you know.
Dude, shut up. I'm just a fat oaf. And
I'm an INFP, bro. I'm 1%. I'm INFP.
Dude, my whole shtick as an unfunny comedian is to be a fat oaf that talks about PC culture and liberals.
Who is this guy, dude?
I don't know. He's some guy from fucking Oregon. He's fans. There's like a fan of section, uh-huh. And it shows you what teams they like. He likes the MLS Portland Timbers. As soon as I saw he liked MLS Portland Timbers, I was like, all right, this guy's a fucking dweeb.
Oh, Major League Soccer?
Yeah. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
We got to get him over to the fucking
And then
board,
DQ,
dude.
Dairy Queen's in there. Not defending me at all.
Of course not, dude.
Dairy Queen's a little fucking snake, dude.
Of course,
dude. I'm in there getting torn to shreds.
He's
Dairy Queen
slithering around between boards, dude.
Slithering like the liberal snake he is.
So people jumped on with this guy?
No, not really. Because then I was like, I posted a clip of me doing stand-up.
Yeah.
And I was like, I spend more time making fun of Republicans than I do liberals.
Yeah. And fuck you.
So I was like, I mean, you definitely have the fat oaf, right?
You Oregonian bitch, dude. Yeah,
but it's like,
Jesus Christ.
I just don't get it. And I didn't even in the thread. I wasn't even like defending Jordan Peterson.
He just fucking summoned you, dude.
What?
He just summoned you and tagged. He just he melded you into Jordan Peterson, Jordan Peterson, Rogan, and then Gillis, dude.
True. He did fucking king make me. But also it's like, I wasn't even in there defending Jordan Peterson. I was just like, why are you guys like, if you think he's this fucking complete loser,
don't listen to
then
it.
Then shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And like, maybe, say he's a complete loser, but like, listen to it if that's going to be your take. Listen to what he says a little. But I mean, whatever.
They don't, dude, it's just, I'm telling you, I've watched.
I didn't think I was going to end up.
I've watched 30 of it.
Suck Our Dicks.
Buy my fucking book, dude.
Oh, nice. Buy Overlook, dude.
It's been going pretty well.
Really? Fuck
yeah. I did a podcast, dude.
Oh, nice.
These guys were talking about it. They were saying they're like, I really liked it. Like, yeah, every time someone tells, I was telling them, I'm like, well, thanks. I appreciate that. And like, oh, come on, man. I'm like, dude, if all it takes is one person, if like, they were saying like, you should sell it in stores. And I'm like, I haven't had the time to even like go out and start marketing it. But I'm like, if I were to go to a store with it and the guy were to like, in my head, someone just leaf through them, like, dude, get the fuck out of here with this. That's like, it would take one person to do that. And I'd be like, oh, I fucking suck.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, man.
If I have one person criticize me online,
I fucking suck.
It's a month.
I can handle online criticism. I still get mad.
Not a month, but it's a week. It's all right. It's at least a day straight of me being like,
total reassessment.
I'll fucking kill that motherfucker. Yeah, I go through every stage right away. I'm just like, dude, fuck this fucking pussy.
You're just a stepdad, dude.
And then the next stage, I'm like, maybe that guy's right. Maybe I fucking suck. Dude, if somebody hits me with political shit, I reassess
everything
immediately.
Damn, dude.
For real. My political system is garbage. I have no firm beliefs.
I mean, no.
Anybody I listen to, I'm just like, yep, that's right. Like, anything.
That's hilarious. At least you can admit
I can get it. If somebody gives a speech, I'm just like, hell yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was the worst. I was into this guy, Terrence McKenna, when I was younger, and his whole thing was like,
yeah, I know him.
Yeah, he's just all about, like, eating mushrooms. He coined the Stoned Ape Theory about how we develop consciousness through eating mushrooms. That's like a disastrous dude to be real into in your 20s, because his thing is just like, take psychedelic drugs, fuck everything. Everything's bullshit. You know, and obviously he's a really good speaker. I
think some of that's worn off on you.
Oh,
you kept some of his.
What you're saying is rubbed off totally.
Yeah.
Not like, dude, not when I was living in my undisturbed ecosystem. I was like, when I was in a I was in that house with like, never trash.
Ladybugs,
spiders, dude. Jesus, I had everything.
Christ.
Stray cats came in and out.
You had fucking black dudes in tube tops walking through, scurrying through your house.
I wish.
Yeah, that's I got roasted. I got roasted on the main board today.
For what?
Pretty fucking funny. We were talking on the last episode about that sick collage of me playing football.
Yeah.
First off, somebody got mad that we called it a collage. Because
what else is it supposed to be? What is it supposed to be?
I don't know. I don't know what you would call that.
Vision,
but I guess
it's not a vision board.
It's just it's a bunch of pictures in one frame.
It's a fucking collage.
But they're not touching each other. I think a collage is like a cut up, mashed together.
Yeah, and it has words. Right. It'll have like friendship.
Makes
and, like,
no difference.
Yeah.
But somebody had a problem with it. I was like, man, why are these people all dickheads? And then they were like, post the pictures. We want to see them. So I posted a picture on there.
That must have been the silencer.
Just
dude.
To be like, I was like, look at this raw fucking power. And then, of course, Dairy Queen, dude, hit me with the fucking ice burn, dude.
What'd he say?
He's like, so you did the reverse Louis Lastic. Like, he posted a picture of the fat guy from Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
And then the fat guy that became... the white supremacist in American history. I mean, it's the same guy. He was like, this is basically your life.
Damn, dude.
It was pretty good. I was
Dairy
like,
Queen is a motherfucker.
That was actually good.
That's pretty fucking funny.
And then it was so good that I was like, it made me rethink my attitude, dude. I was sitting there, like, after I got made fun of that hard, I was like, every time I get made fun of on here, I'm like, man, these guys are mean. I might just be a fucking idiot. Like, I might just be an idiot punching bag, and then I get made fun of, and I'm like, man, these guys are real fucking dickheads. It's like, no, you're a fucking idiot.
That's really fucking funny.
So that was, you know, I'm getting close to actually being cyberbullied. That's cyberbullying.
I mean, dude.
Where it makes me think, like, maybe I am a piece of shit.
I mean, someone's going, yeah, when someone's really digging into the archive, like, my brothers got in a fight recently and, like, started fucking trashing each other. And, like, dude, it's, like, the most cutting, bitter shit
oh, yeah,
in the
yeah,
world.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, I'm watching it just like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, you got to swing for the fences.
On anyone else, dude, that would be, like, I'm calling the cops. I'm going to therapy.
Yeah.
Because if you hit someone too hard to where they start thinking about their life, it's like you fucking hit him with an atom bomb.
My two sisters, dude. Oh, baby.
Would they get you?
No, each other.
Oh, my God. Dude, it's unbelievable.
They would come home hammered together sometimes. This is like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they would still go out to the bars together in Harrisburg. And they would like come home and I'd be awake. And they'd come home just both blacked out and just be like, this is why you're nobody will fucking marry you, you piece of shit. And it's just like, holy shit.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, they're brutal.
Yeah, that's tough. That's actually, no, it's sort of related, but I was talking to, I was sitting there with Brittany and I was talking to Sonya Blade, dude, valuable listener. She was saying, me and Sonya are talking about just 24-year-olds in general, about like, you know, when you're 24, you think this and that.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend's 27 now. So she was like, oh, come on, guys, stop talking about me. And I'm looking at her. I was like, we're not. You're 27.
Ooh.
You're not 24. Dude, it was so fucking funny. She was like, fuck you.
Oh, you burned her heart.
Yeah. But I'm like, dude, you're not. And I know other people that like have this thing where they're like, no, I'm still a young kid. And someone has to be like, no, you're not. You're 20. You're about to be 28.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, sorry.
30.
It's over.
30 was the real.
There was a guy that one time when I was working doing demolition. This guy was like, damn, man, I used to look really, really young. And then there was this other guy I worked with me, he was like 3 years older. And he's like, yeah, man, how old do you think I look? And the guy was like 35. And he's like, oh, I'm 33. But yeah, a lot of people think I look younger.
Yeah, that's the worst. That's the worst.
I was dying.
Yeah, now that my hair started to recede a little, like if I'm like, yeah,
it's not really noticeable,
I look pretty
though.
Young, people are like, no, you don't. I aged hard as shit in like 3 years, dude. Since I moved here, I got old as fuck.
Yeah, it'll happen.
And then, turning 30 was a real,
yeah.
It's like, I'm definitely not young anymore.
Well, it's weird because you never really, no one's ever, they don't blow the whistle and they're like, all right, dude, game, let's go. It's just, you're kind of like, I'm a little kid, I'm a kid. And you're like, yeah, I'm a teenager. Mm-hmm. And you're like 24 and you're like, I'm still young. And then like one day you're 27 and someone's like, all right, dude, what the fuck's going on? You're like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah. It's like, what have you done with your life? It's like,
I'm only 20.
I was decent at high school football. So, like,
well, people are going to live to like 120.
Over 10 years ago, I was pretty sweet.
That's my new argument. It's like, dude, we're going to live to 120. So let's fucking slow it down. I'm right on time, baby.
You've done, you got acting, novel, stand up, Philadelphia champion.
Yeah, I mean,
podcaster, elite podcaster.
I mean, dude.
You've got plenty of irons.
I don't delude myself about who I am, dude. You know?
And you're a dog trainer, you bother animals.
I bother animals, dude.
You bother animals, your own animals, so greatly that they impede on other animals' lives.
Yeah, I had to.